Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're visiting today with Christy Mindrup with Western Illinois University, Assistant Vice President of Academic Affairs. She's located on the Quad Cities campus. We're going to talk about dual enrollment, and I guess we'll begin our conversation with the definition. Dual enrollment, take it away, Christy Mindrup. What does that mean for our listening audience?
Well, first, thanks, Jim, for having me on here today to talk about dual enrollment. And what dual enrollment entails is the opportunity for, in this case, high school students to enroll in university courses from Western Illinois University while they're still enrolled in high school. So they take the majority of their courses at the high school, as you normally would expect for a high school schedule, and then they enhance their experience by taking a course or two from WIU.
And that means they go to a higher education location out of college, and they have some college credits in their pocket and maybe a little more money in their pocket, too. So this really fits two purposes, right? It's kind of an economic issue for them, but it gives them a head start, too, right?
Yeah, both of those issues are definitely at play for our students. We have a great cost savings. Students enjoy one-third of the tuition when they take one of our WIU classes as a high school student. And then, absolutely, the idea of getting ahead on your college coursework, not just ahead chronologically, but also ahead in being able to experience the course, getting connected with faculty, and taking a college course with people you're familiar with in an environment and support network that you're familiar with. We feel that really sets the stage for a positive experience once students then transition to the university.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I mean, it's a marketing issue as well to get the kids accustomed to this higher institution that's either in the Quad Cities area with the growth of the WIUQC campus, which is beautiful, by the way, along the Mississippi Riverfront in Moline, or the Macomb campus.
That's right, and actually I'm looking out at the river right now from Western Illinois University, but yeah, absolutely, this is an opportunity for both of our campuses, Macomb and Quad Cities, to give area students a flavor of what it means to go to WIU. We want them to have a wonderful, positive experience, and so some of our really engaging faculty are teaching our dual enrollment courses. They work well with high school students, and vice versa. The students really appreciate having the faculty there to learn from and get to know them. And so it's a way to promote Western. We understand that students have the opportunity to take their credits wherever they might want to go, but we definitely want them to think about Western, and we've seen some success. So many of the students who take these courses then make that connection to the faculty, to other students coming to Western, and some of them come to campus for orientation or field trips to the library or to certain, we had an economics fair in Macomb last semester that students attended. And so we try to give them a variety of experiences both in the classroom and outside of the classroom, just as any college student would experience as a freshman.
Well, and I guess, too, this provides an opportunity for the school district at the local level. I know I get into a lot of the issues here in, you know, I'm talking about local school districts here in the western portion of the state that are dealing with, a declining population base, two, dealing with declining enrollment, and basically that corresponds with a declining tax base. So kind of some of the local school districts are behind the eight ball. This is kind of an opportunity for them to help them out, to give students additional opportunities that they might not have, I guess, in terms of education.
Yeah, and there are a few ways that we've talked about with some of the area rural school districts that we can accomplish those goals. The first and foremost is the high schools enjoy the opportunity to be able to offer a unique experience through dual enrollment. The other opportunity is just increased access and awareness of the opportunities that going to a university can provide to students. And so some of the smaller communities benefit from being able to experience WIU in their town. In the case of, we offer dual enrollment courses, a pretty full slate of courses at Cambridge High School, just outside the Quad Cities. And we have a wonderful relationship with them. We work closely with their school counselor there, the administration there, to really tailor the experience specific to what a Cambridge High School student would be looking for.
Well, and I see here, as again talking with Christy Mindrup, Assistant Vice President for Academic Affairs at Western Illinois University, located the Quad City campus in Moline, the kind of the relationships you've built now. Illini West, I see Macomb High School, West Prairie down in Scioto, Bushnell Prairie City High School, VIT High School, Rushville Industry High School, and then Southeastern High School in Augusta. So, you know, that's a pretty growing relationship. Are you looking, are you reaching out, or maybe some of the school district people that are listening right now saying, well, how come our school district doesn't offer something like this, or why can't we collaborate on something like this? So Christy Mindrup at Western Illinois University, for those schools that maybe are not offering dual enrollment, if they want to, how do they go about getting something like that organized?
Well, we would love to partner. It's very interesting to see how these have developed. In some cases, WIU has reached out to the high school because of known interest. But in most cases, the high schools have come to us and said, we really want to partner, offer an opportunity. We do a little creative exploration in the beginning to think about things like course formats, schedules, and so on. And then we evolve from there. And like I discussed, kind of the idea of creating a well-rounded experience so students are both learning in the classroom but then enhancing their learning with really great experiences. So any school district who's interested in partnering with Western, I really encourage you to get in touch with me. My email is ks-mindrup@wiu.edu, and you will find me there. And so, or feel free to call the WIU Quad Cities campus at 309-769-481, and I will be happy to talk with you and then come out to your district and meet with you and just brainstorm and have a really great time thinking about how dual enrollment can benefit your school district.
And I think the Cambridge example that you cited in some communication that you sent out, I think two general education type of courses that basically then when you look at that, and you talked about, well, they would transfer at WIU, but if you're talking about gen ed courses, basically they're going to transfer along the path of any higher education institution. Am I right? I get it. WIU, once they got them, I hope that they want to keep them. I get that. But even if the kid doesn't go to WIU, those gen ed courses are going to transfer to the college venue that youngster will eventually attend.
That's right, Jim. Our courses, our general education courses, fit within the Illinois Articulation Initiative, so they are transferable general education within Illinois and beyond. We always encourage a student, though, if they're going to a smaller institution, maybe a private liberal arts school, that they do definitely check with the school to plan ahead and make sure that the course is transferable. But in design, these courses are designed to be, for the most part, general education experiences that students can take the course and apply wherever they're going. And then in a few cases, down at West Prairie, we offered a broadcasting class. So that was a major specific class where students had a hands-on experience in the broadcast booth, which you can appreciate, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then those students were able then to apply that course to their major once they transitioned to WIU.
And I guess the other thing, to be specific, I mean, you talk about these courses then are offered locally at those specific schools, right? I mean, like when you talk about Cambridge, they're offered at Cambridge.
In the Cambridge example, yes. We offer two classes each semester, fall and spring. And then a third class, which is either offered online or in a hybrid format. And the hybrid format is a mixture of both online and the professor visiting the high school. So that's a really nice mix. It adds flexibility, yet you still get that personal touch from the professor. They have a mixture. And then other schools, especially in the case where some schools may not have, maybe they just have one or two students who are interested in dual enrollment, we try to connect them if they're proximate to either of our campuses to take one of the first or second year or first year courses on campus in the Quad Cities or Macomb, or online. We have a number of general education and first year major courses that are available to students in an online or hybrid format as well.
And, you know, in looking at where we're at, you know, in terms of, you know, this rural environment that we live in, you know, you've been around, I think you told me off the air, 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? I mean,
yes,
this is kind of the, you know, out of the box type of thinking now in education. Do you kind of see that this is kind of the wave of the future in expanding some of these opportunities? Because it's I get it, it's helping the student, right? But I mean, it's helping the local rural school that needs help in offering some of this stuff.
That's right.
I mean, do you think it's the wave of the future in terms of, you know, education? Really, you'd call it as kind of a grassroots education movement in terms of trying to get this done for rural schools in Western Illinois?
Yeah, I absolutely. First of all, 21 years, time flies when you're having fun. But I think that it is one of the waves of future of the future. It's one of the ways that colleges and universities, and we're one of the universities that offers this opportunity. I want to emphasize that some of our partners in the area also offer these opportunities for students, and we're here to enhance what high schools have to have access to, not duplicate anything they may be doing with another community college, for example. But what we are trying to do is to really increase that access to higher education. Cost, as we talked about before, is a major impact of that. Time is money, and so we recognize that for young people as well, the faster they can navigate while still having a quality academic experience at WIU, the faster they can navigate, the more quickly they are able to finally land that job after graduation and get out into the workforce and into society.
Yeah, and I wanted to cite another a local school district offering a course, Principles of Accounting, down at West Central High School in Biggsville. So we spoke about a lot today with this dual enrollment. And again, we're speaking with Christy Mindrup. And you can get a hold of her. I'll give you the email. That's the easiest way to get a hold of her. Uppercase K, uppercase S, dash Mindrup. Easy name to spell, Mindrup, at WIU.edu. Again, uppercase KS dash Mindrup at WIU.edu. It's a great program, dual enrollment. Appreciate you visiting with us today and sharing some of the information on the program.
Thanks for the opportunity, Jim. We're really excited about this program and really excited to connect students with Western Illinois University.